We will start the prayer first for Tikkun Azor. Ribbono Alamim v'Adonai Adonim Avrachamim v'Aslichot Miyadim. Anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ravotenu v'kedushah v'shtecha Torata. Shtecha Aviya. Shekavdanu l'Torotecha l'Avodot Avodot HaKadosh. Da'at Alochenu k'Zodot Torotecha. Hakedusha ma'anu ma'chayenu ma'asher asita imanu chesed gedol kadeh. Al ken anachnu mepilim l'Tachnu lefanecha. Shetimchol v'tislach l'kol chatotenu v'avotenu v'ali yehu avonotenu mavdilim b'neinu l'fanecha. Ken yi ratzon lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lo avotenu. כולן את לבבינו לרתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ולבדנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כתוב כזה כסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, וכל בחירתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, תמותם, תקדושתם, אמר לנו לבנן כאשר דברים אלה, וזכותם תאיר עננו, במה שאנו לומדים, כמר, נעים, זמורות ישראל. גן העיניי והביטה לפלות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי יתן חומה בפיו דעת ונאה לי רצון ורפי, ועיגון לפניך, אדון עצור וגועלי.
Hi everybody, we continue with תיקון 10 still, of course. So, we were talking about the מלכות in a different levels, of course, and last time what we explained about is בעת שהאי שיורד המלכות קושרים אותה לג'מה מעטים אותה מגר לבב צעות בתפילה של יד למטה, talk about tefillin shel yad, talk about the tefillin put on the left arm, and the tefillin is basically the concept of gimel rishonot and vav ktzavot, and we are binding the left. How we binding the left? There is basically only lower seven, the hand tefillin we are hiding, the same thing that you are doing in the upper world with the left column that relate to the malchut. Okay, and we continue now in verse Tzayin, Ma'alot Asulam, Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein, on Tikkuni HaZohar. Ve'tzrichim la'arich la'betnu'ah. And we have to support the Malchut with Tnu'ah. Tnu'ah means movement, but Tnu'ah also in the Old Hebrew means Te'amim. Te'amim meaning the music, basically note of the Torah. She'i revi'i, mita'amim orbez l'chasadim. There is a ta'am that called revi'i, that represent chasadim, represent mercy, light of mercy. Shem yamin de ta'amim. So when you said revi'i or avia, this is the right column of the ta'amim. This is the right column of the vowels of the music or the music note. Ad she'ta'ale le'or en sof le'mala, lekabel mochin de panim. And we're putting it there or we meditate it there until it will go up to the and or and sof to the endless light to receive mochin. Mochin mean energy or light or vibration of panim. Panim in the face or pnimi or internal. וצריכים להוריד אותה דיינו להמשיך הערת הזיווג בחירי. And then once the מלכות go up, the מלכות has to go back down to חיריק. חיריק, what is חיריק? It's a vowels, Hebrew vowels that go below the letter. It's that one dot. In fact, look like the tam kol raviya below the letter. She'u or de chasadim, or chasadim, ayotze la masach shel madrega tachtona anechlelet madrega nolian memena. What exactly is that? It's a light of mercy that is going because of the masach, because of the curtain of the lower level that include within the upper level. Remember, masach is a curtain that preventing the light from going down to the receiving force. Anirmaz, and the hint to it, chirik. Chirik is a vowel that goes, is a dot that below the letter. Shu tachat la'otiyot. The sound of chirik is like the letter E in English. E, that's chirik. Chirik shu tachat la'otiyot. Ad en tachlit, kedal almich otal ala tachtonim, ke al or dachazdim en tzimtzum klal. And through that, we are crowned the Malchut or the whole cause of the movement of Malchut happening to all the belower. Because on light of mercy, there is no Tzimtzum. Light of mercy cannot go through Tzimtzum, only light of wisdom. Because light of mercy is Or Malbish, it's a clothing light. Only the strong light has to go through a Tzimtzum. Mitpashet milemala lemata. And light of mercy go from above to below. ובשורוק, שהוא קו שמאל, צריך לאחד אותה עם בעלה שתר ממטה למעלה. And when you take שורוק, Shuruk. Again, this is the dot in the middle of the letter that represents left column. In that case, we need to unite the Malchut with her husband, Zer Anpin, of course, that she can shine from Memata Lemala. Because all the idea of the Malchut is receiving. So receiving always coming from above to below. And if it's above to below, it's a left column, so it's a problem. You need to include below to above. וכשהיא מבחינת חולם, then there is another vow, called חולם. חולם is the dot above the letter. שהיא ימין, היא עטרה על ראשו. This is right column 2. And she is the crown over his head, use Rav Van Ven the language. ובחיריק שהוא קו אמצעי, חיריק, in this case, is center column. וכיסא תחתיו, is the chair below that. ובשירוק שהיא קו שמאל, שירוק, the dot in the middle of the letter is left column. היא מתייחדת אימו. They start to work together, the שירוק and the חיריק. להכליל הערתה בחסדים שלו. To include all of it with the light of mercy of his, because we know that Zer Anpin is the light of mercy mostly. Ken ze vav venekuda. And when you see like a vav and a dot in the middle, כשהיא למעלה, עטרת על ראשו, והיא יורדת תחת רגליו. Now, it's difficult to understand it. Not difficult to understand it, maybe I should explain it better. But you need to understand this malachut in Tzimtzum Bet, or the whole aspect of creating komot, of creating different levels, as to have a movement above the letter, middle of the letter, below the letter. Below the letter, because the masach is creating koma shlema. Above, koma ktana. וכשהיא למעלה, עטרה על ראשו, והיא יורדת תחת רגליו, והיא מיוחדת עמו בחיקו, כלומר שהיא כלולה מגיעה לקווים. So that's create right, left, and center. As the right above, as the left inside the letter, and center is below. מגיעים לקווים ימין ושמאל באמצע, שם ג' לנקודות חולם, חיריק שורוק, נעשית הנוגבה שורוק, נעשית הנוגבה שרק על ג' נקודות, עוזב על ג' חלקים ראש תוך סוף. So now the נקודה, that dot, represent the מלכות, is becoming now ראש תוך וסוף. ראש mean head, תוך mean the middle, סוף mean the end. So the movement of how things go is tremendous avanai, tremendous understanding. When you understand now the vowel, what they represent. So remember, kolam, kav yamin, above the letter kav yamin, right column, chirik, kav emtza, center column, shuruk, left column. If you remember that, please. הרומז על גלול ראש תוכן שלו נכללים בה, שהיא קשר, שלו, כי על ידי המסך של הנוגבה, כלול בו, הוא מקשר את גלול קווים יחד. So because we are talking about combination of the fulfillment and the desire, that combination, or like Zer Anpin Malchut, if you wish, okay, is now the combine, and through that, this is all happening with the support al ydei ha-masach shel ha-nukva, because you have the nukva of Zer Anpin, the female aspect of Zer Anpin, that has a masach, because you cannot have a tzimtzum, a contraction, on light of mercy, only light of wisdom. So you need the nukva, you need the vessel for that. So this is create the three column together. וכשרוצה לשבור את הקליפות, when you want to break the קליפות, when you destroy the קליפות, what is קליפות? צלמים, צלמים, idols, idols. Now, do you have idols in your life? Idol can be in the thought level, idol can be in words, or idol can be action. If you worship actually idol with the action, or if you worship idol to words, which is anger, for example, or if you worship idols with your mind, like somebody who worship any type of lust, thinking about food, thinking about drugs, thinking about sex, that's idol. Ba nikret shva, einu nekudat hagvura. So when you go and want to break something, which is negative, shva is the two dot that go one on top of each other. So that's come from Gvura, נקודת הגבורה. בסוד הכתוב, באש השם נשפט, ומצד שמאל לטעמים נקרא תביר. So if you want to know where is the left column in the טעמים, in the music note, it's called תביר. תביר is something that, it's a curve with a dot. הוא בא במידת הגבורה, in that level called גבורה, שבר תשבר מצוותיהם. You do the mitzvah that the Torah said when you walk into the land of Canaan, you're supposed to break all the idol worshiping of the nation before you. How do you do it? With gvura. That's why the blessing a person has to have is different kind of blessing. You cannot have just one blessing. One person is merciful, it's good. But when you're merciful, you're going to be merciful on the dark side too. One person is too angry. When you're angry, you can be angry on the right side too. You understand? So you got to learn to have all energy together. אבל ייחוד שלה, אם זה ארנפין, הוא בנקודת שירוק. If you want to know how to make a unification of the ארנפין, it's happening actually on שירוק, the dot in the middle. דיינו מלאפום, שהוא יסוד חי העולמים, חי ברכות של התפילה. And this is, the שירוק represent יסוד, those of you know the angels, like according to Rabbi Azakluri, Rabbi Chaim Vital, Rabbi Shmuel Vital, the angels of Friday, which is Yesod, is with Shuruk. It's with Shuruk. That's the angel of Friday. So, which is, if it's Yesod, Yesod is 9. 2 times 9, or Yashavoch, the Chai. Yesod Chai Ha'olamim. Chai, Baruchot Shel HaTfilah, from here, Rabbi Branvan learned from this specific Tikkun HaZohar that Rabbi Shimon is saying, as Rabbi Branvan explained, is taking us to the prayer of Shmone Esre, which is 18. ועד שזכר ונקביים בייחוד, צריך ישראל לעמוד בתפילה בקשיים. When you are praying 18, what we call עמידה או 18, because there is 18 blessing if you count it, you have to be בקשי. You have to be hidden or quiet. So it's very important to understand it, because at that moment you have the female and the male becoming one. So the דבר, הביאו לו עובדיה בחשאי, מסכת פסחים, פשוט זה בעובדם ישראל במידה שתפולה שלו, עשר לעורר אליה חי ברכות בחשאי, להוריק לה ברכות. What do you do in 18? You take 18 blessings from him, from the Ranpin, and you give it to her. נאמר, בחיות בעומדם, תרפנה כנפיהם, we already said before, from Ezekiel, and the animals, but it doesn't mean animal, חיות הקודש, meaning angels, when they stand, תרפנה כנפיהם, they release their wings, שלא צריך לשמוע כל כנפיהם. You're not supposed to hear the sound of the flapping of their wings. So everything is quiet. כמו בחנה שנאמר בה, וקולה לא ישמע. You know the story of חנה. It's a חנה that when she came to pray for a son, before she gave birth to Shmuel, she was crying, and Eli thought she was drunk, but she was actually, she was screaming from her heart, but you cannot hear her voice. That's how 18 need to be. If somebody hear their voice, somebody else hear your voice, or even you hear your voice, that's been not, you didn't do the yichud of 18. וכך צריכים ישראל ליחד את פעמים בת זוגן. The same thing that you do 18 with זרן פין with מלכות, the same way a man and a woman, when they go to be together, making love, have to be the same thing. בחשאי, בענווה, באמה. Quietly, humbly, באמה, with fear or awe, ברטט, with shaking, בזיה, with sweat, בבושה, with shame. Not shame like, I'm ashamed of myself, I'm ashamed of you, like, I'm about to act something that has to do with physical body. Very difficult to include within the sexual relationship, the soul. Very difficult to include the soul within, when you're eating food. So every physical action, you have to bring the light into it, and it's sometimes difficult. כמו שהעמידו הראשונים, as it say in the Talmud, in Masechet Nedarim, when a person make love, okay, כתוב בנדרים, כמי שקפאו שד, שהוא שד מן שם שין דלת יוד, person who do it, has to do it, the making love act, especially when they're making children, like he saw a demon, and the demon froze him. He couldn't move. But Satan from Brandwein, they don't use just the name of demon by coincidence, because the name of demon exists within the name that you have on the mezuzah, which is Shin Dalet Yud. שבעת ההיא דיינו בעת הזיווג נעבר מן השער, היינו מלכות שנקרא זה השער להשם. The idea, why they have to say demon? Why is it say, make love like you saw a lion? Why have to say demon? Because the word demon, שינדלת, come from the word שינדלת יוד. Because in the time of the intercourse, you no longer in the gate of מלכות, היינו מלכות שנקרא זה השער להשם, וזה סוד המזוזה שנאמר בה וכתבתם במזוזות בדרך כלל במזוזות היינו זז מוות. So in the moment of making love, there is you enter the gate of מלכות, enter the gate of מלכות, and the old connection between man and woman is the gate of מלכות, and in the gate you need the מזוזה, שין דלת יוד, right? And if you, the מזוזה, it's a מזוזות, you have to put מזוזות that the Torah said. מזוזות is the same letter as זז מוות. To remove the death. What is the death? The end of Malchut. Pirush. Now it's going to go, Rabban, we're going to go long into really explaining it to a deeper level. Pirush. Yesod ukava emtzai. Where is Yesod in the body? What is the sexual organ? Yesod in the middle of the body. Shebebchinat michaze velemata. And it's from the chest and down. Because we know that the Malchut divided everything to split it. So now, chaze velemala, chaze velemata. Chazeh v'lemala, from the chest and up, it's all the area of lungs and heart, things which are not dealing with physicality. Chazeh v'lemata, from the chest down, all the organs that deal with physicality. Ha'miyached bet kavid yamin mitzvot shem netzach ve'od. What is Yesod doing? Unified netzach ve'od. Like Tiferet, what Tiferet using? Doing? Miyached, unified chesed ve'gvura. וכל זמן שכם צריך להוכיע בין הקווים של ימין ושמאל מלכות, מקבלת בשמאל בלי ימין, היא נסת כפוע ועבורתה הסתומים. So, till the center column didn't make peace between right and left, מלכות will still receive from left column. If מלכות receive from left column, the light that comes from the left column is כפו, frozen. ועורותיה נסתמים, and the light cannot be revealed. אלא אחר שקווים צריכים בכוח מסך תחיריק שבו, with the center column coming to get involved. How it's coming? It's called Masach de Chirik, the curtain of Chirik. Why we call it curtain of Chirik? Because what is Chirik? We say it before, center column, it brings balance. Shebo memaet et asmol. What is Masach de Chirik exactly do to make it happen? It takes the left column, trim the Gimel Rishonot. Now you stay only with Vav Ktzavot, you stay only with six ending on the left column. Ubiyachdo imayimin, and then you have to unite it with the right. If you keep the Gimel Rishonot of the left column, you cannot unite them. As the Malchut niftach mikifonav tistimata, then the Malchut is no longer frozen and blocked. Now it's open. V'chokhma sheba mitlabesh b'chasadim shebeyimin, and their light of wisdom is addressed with the light of mercy coming from the right column. U'mira b'kolot chibuta, and the full capacity of Malchut is shining. V'noda shebikochot adin shebamasach techirik ha'memahet et kav shmol. Now, we know there is judgment attribute exists within Masach Techirik, even if it's in the column, because after all, what is din? What is judgment? Judgment means when you trim something. So you trim something, even if you trim something that's disturbing the whole system to work, it's still a trim. So if you have a trim, that's something of judgment. It's not yet, by trimming the Gimel Rishonot, it's not enough for them to unite it. You need more light of mercy. שיצא לבסך הזה באור העליון המזדווג עליו. ולולת החסדים האלו אין לספור נכנע להתאחד עם הימין. So there is two action. One, you cut the source of the left column. Second, you are bringing more and more light of mercy for these two forces to unite. וזה סוד השם שינדלת יוד. That's the secret of the name that you have on the mezuzah, Shindalet Yud. Ki kochot adin shel pasach techirik usod Shindalet. If you want to know what the demon is or what Shindalet is kochot adin shel pasach techirik. Is the judgment attribute of the curtain of Chirik, which is the Chirik is the var below the tether, that they are there to trim the Gimel Rishonot, but it's still dinim. If it's still dinim, it's Shindalet. משם שין דלת יוד, ואורות החסדים המתגלים על המסך, הוא סודיות. So the letter יוד, next to the שין דלת of the מזוזה, is basically the light of mercy. Now you know what you have in your מזוזה when you look at the מזוזה. שין דלת, that's what trim, the given ראשונות, your selfishness, your everything, and then you add יוד, you add mercy to that. Because if you only kill the person that is removing the selfish things, it's not going to work. It's going to be a war. But you can't take the Gimel Rishonot and you add light of mercy. And so mezuzah has to be good. Mezuzah is not good. When you walk into the house, you work angry, and when you leave, so if there is too much fight in the house or in a certain room in the house, get out the mezuzah. Replace it or check it. Cannot be fight in a certain room if the mezuzah is perfect. Usod Yun Shol Shaddai, שבשתיים אלו מקבילים את הקו שמאל שלא יערי למעלה למעלה. So that name, making sure the left column will not shine from above to below only, אלא ממטה למעלה. It will shine from below to above. מתייחד עם הימין, and that's way it gets unification with the right column. והנה המלכות בכללה נקראת בשם בית. We know that מלכות was called house. That's how we call the מלכות. בסוד הכתוב בחוכמה, יבנה בית. We said, with wisdom you will build a house. But the light of wisdom is going to Malchut. So from here we learn there is a code that that's what Malchut is. להיותה בית קיבול לכל האורות העליונים, בדומה לבית גשמי שהוא בית קיבול לכל החושב הצרכב של האדם. The same thing as a house is there to contain you and your clothing and everything that you have. The same thing, the Malchut is there to receive all the light. ואותם הדינים והחסדים שיסוד משפיע על המלכות מי השם שין דלדון, הולכים לשער הבית של אדם, נפתח השער. What is the door that bring all the light, Shin Dalet Yud. Why? Because without a Shin Dalet Yud, you cannot open the Malchut. So for that reason, they say you put the Mezuzah at the door. So the Mezuzah that you put in the door is symbol for what happened in the Olamot HaElyonim, what happened in the upper world. And now you can enter the house because it's lokafu, it's not frozen. Mezuzah usod Shem Shin Dalet Yud, as they are potach the Malchut. When you put the mezuzah, you're opening the house. The house then can be opened. והשם הזה אינו מקובל על המלכות בבת אחת. This name doesn't come in one shot. אלא מתחלה מקבלת המלכות הדינים של מסך שהוא סוד שין דלת. First, the מלכות receiving the trimming of גימל ראשונות, which is שין דלת, של שין דלת יוד. ואחר כך מקבלת אור כדי החסדים, then she received light of mercy, which is the יוד of שין דלת יוד, שהוא סוד החסדים. ונמצא שבעת שמקבלת הדינים, עוד אינם נעשים לשאר למלכות. When it's only the דינים, cutting trimming, whatever need to be trimmed, it's not yet a gate. It's actually become more judgment because you're fighting with the gimel rishonot of left column. She was frozen min dinim the small. She had only left column judgment and didn't allow Malchut to be appear. Shem dinim the duchra. So we call it dinim the duchra when it's frozen and you cannot do something about it. But now when you trim the Gimel Rishonot, it's called judgment of Nukva, judgment of female. Judgment of male when it's frozen. Judgment of female when you do something about it. So it's double judgment. And now the Dark Lord can capture that. But Klipot, and the Klipot can come there. What do we call the Klipot? Mavet. Because what is a Klipot? They're dead already. But what the Klipot do, they use us to give them light. We are the water carrier to give them energy. How do we become the water carrier? When you commit a crime, you commit a sin, that's the only way they can stay alive. After you draw the light of mercy from the letter Yud within Shin Dalet Yud, then you're opening the light of Malchut, then the judgment and the mercy, unification, and that created a door that can enter the Malchut. In our case, a door that can enter a house. להיכנס אל הבית וליהנות מכל טוב שבפנים. Then you can enjoy everything in the house that you have. וזה שאמרו, זהו שין דלת מין שין דלת יוד, כי היא עומדת לקבל גם את היוד, שיהיה חסדים. דברוס בנית, דבר מטרה, צריך לשם קדוש. And then, that's why שין דלת יוד is a holy name, by the way. It's a very holy name. Because they have a combination of cutting, trimming, the Gimel Rishonot of Malchut, Gimel the selfishness, trimming the Klipot, trimming the Sitracha, and add you to make sure it will be done with mercy. Because you don't want to come to a war zone. If it's only Shin Dalet, you keep fighting. But it's a war zone. When you add the yud, become mercy. Bedarazad mezuzah. Now you understand what mezuzah is. Mezuzah means zazmavet, removal of death. Kiniftachim orotav en sham achizah lakipot, lekorot mavet. Once you're opening the light, there's no more achizah, there's no more grip to the klipot, which are death. Why we call the klipot death? I already explained. The only way they are alive is by us committing a crime, and that's how they get energy. Beginda, yud min shindalet yud, minam mefachdim kol shidin vemazikim. You want to know what they're afraid? The shindaletim, the mezikim in your house, outside your house, they're afraid of the letter yud within shindalet yud. They can't stand that name. They don't mind if the beginning of them. Once they see the yud, they'll back off. They don't want to deal with that. That's why check your mezuzot, guys. Check your mezuzot. Check your mezuzot. It's good to check the mezuzot for 3 years. Take the mezuzot out. Check if it's still good. Maybe it's good, but put it back. Once they see the mezuzot that it's good, they run away. Yeah. We continue next time when we talk about Shmoneh Esrei.